Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report and another company update today, this time from Inflection Resources, traded on the CSE under the symbol AUCU. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Alistair Waddell. Now, Alistair, this is the second time that I'm having you on the show to outline Inflection Resources. I brought you on about a month ago, mid-September, where we spent the whole interview providing a general overview of the company. I will post a link to that interview because it does provide that overview that I think is necessary for investors and those watching the story to understand the overall goals of the company. But before we get into some of the news that came out yesterday regarding some recent drilling, I want to just remind everybody that the company is focused in Australia. You have a handful of projects. The main focus right now is this Northern New South Wales project. It's a large land package that has a number of targets, I believe upwards of 20 different targets. So the company is taking the strategy right now of testing out these targets with just a couple holes, trying to understand the mineralization and just to further narrow down the overall project portfolio. Can you just remind everybody how this strategy is playing into the current drill program?
Absolutely, Corey. Well, thank you for that great introduction. So, I mean, maybe just stepping back a little bit, as you mentioned, we're focused in Australia and specifically, you know, we're focused in northern New South Wales, and maybe, you know, to set the scene a little bit, I mean, we're exploring that part of the world for a number of different reasons, but primarily, obviously, it's a fabulous mining jurisdiction, Australia, but specifically New South Wales and the belt of rocks in which we're exploring is host to some very big mines, most notably Newcrest Mining's Cadia operation. This is Australia's biggest gold mine. And then we've got Northparkes, which is China Moly's big porphyry copper operation as well, plus a number of others. And the reason why we got involved in this part of the world here was really to explore the extension of this big belt of rocks that extends under younger cover. And that's what we've done. We've acquired, as you mentioned, Corey, a large portfolio of ground, critically of which it's all 100% owned by the company. So these are targets we've generated ourselves, and we're now working through a first pass, very much a systematic drill program, testing 20 very large gold and copper gold targets in the northern extension of this belt. And ultimately, the results that we put out yesterday are the second round of drill results from that. And we're going to have a steady stream of news flow here over the next 6 months or so from this first phase of work.
Now, let's talk a little bit about capital management, too, because I like the strategy of putting a couple drill holes into all of these targets just to get a general understanding and honestly help you rank some of these targets. How much does it cost per drill hole, let's say?
So this is a key part of the strategy, Corey. I mean, it's very much being able to test very large targets as quickly and as cost-effectively as possible. So of the 20 targets, we've got an initial 38 drill holes planned. And for each drill hole, it costs us around about $18,000, which is an incredible feat. And sorry, these are Australian dollars as well. So we're able to test a lot of targets very cost effectively and very quickly. And our hope is of the 20 targets, we whittle those down to a handful of which we can then focus on and then commit to drilling deeper, more costly holes. But the initial first phase is kind of critical. We want to test these targets as quickly as possible and for the least amount of capital. And it is very much a portfolio approach to exploration. And, you know, we're not hanging our hats on any one particular target. And we think having 20 targets, the odds of success, the probability of success are tilted in our favor, having such a large number of different targets. So, but that's really where we are. It's about bringing these projects to a decision as quickly and as cost effectively as possible.
All right, let's talk about some of the news release that came out yesterday. the headline says that these drilling intercepts are suggesting proximity to a second porphyry center. Now, the drill results were from three additional targets on these Northern New South Wales project. We don't actually have the grades or the assay results, but what this news release is outlining is the mineralization that you guys could see in the core. It's fairly technical in some points, so can you initially just simplify some of these results and the key ones that have you most excited?
Absolutely. So we've drilled, I think it's seven targets now, and two of the targets have come back with very favorable alteration. So for the most part, we're chasing porphyry copper-gold systems. These are big, bulk mineable, relatively low-grade targets, but they're massive tons and massive ounces. And these are really what the big mining groups like BHP and Rio Tinto and Anglo American, etc., one. These are typically long life, high cash flowing mines once they're actually built. But what we've done, we've got a couple of holes into each of these different targets now. The first, I think it's seven. And we've got certainly initial indications are that we're in the vicinity of one of these systems by just having drilled a couple of holes now. So what these large systems do when they're actually formed, they essentially have a large alteration halo around these things. So if you think about a sort of a concentric or zoned alteration system around them, we can more or less tell, and this is a very simplistic way of explaining it, but we can almost tell where we are based on the alteration in the rock. So there's very distinctive veining, there's very distinctive alteration styles and specific minerals which we see in the core and in combinations thereof that suggest we could be 2 kilometers away, we could be a kilometer away, etc., etc. So it's we apply a lot of really good geoscience to looking at the core, and with this we aim to vector into hopefully a mineralized porphyry systems. But we've now got two systems that we believe we've identified. We haven't hit the home run yet, but we're very encouraged by these two new zones of alteration on these two targets, which are approximately 6 kilometers apart. So, it's very encouraging. We're getting the core assayed right now, but really it's not so much about the assays. It's more about the alteration minerals and the types of veins we're seeing in the core. So we're not expecting massive results from these particular holes, but what we're suggesting is that that we're actually very close to where we need to be in terms of a mineralized porphyry system.
Okay, so what's really important here is that these holes are not telling you to step away, right? They're telling you that there is something here, you will need to follow up and maybe just further isolate where the targets are, but in the overall context and goals of this drill program, it is to isolate projects that you want to drill more on and isolate projects that you want to drop as a company.
Absolutely. That's a key part of the strategy, Corey, for sure. And as I say, these two targets now, we've applied immediately for drill permits to step out. So we get permits to build drill pads, and we're going to be stepping out from both of these individual drill holes about 200 meter intervals. So we're going to be stepping out in a fairly sequential manner. We're looking for something very big. So we're not chasing like a little skinny vein here. This is a big bulk mineable target. So we think just by stepping out, applying good geoscience to the alteration we're seeing in the core, we've got a reasonable chance of tagging into something big. And one of the key messages here as well is, you know, we are chasing truly big targets that will appeal to the major miners that are active in the belt. And I often talk about this, but you know, we're exploring a part of the world where we've got Rio Tinto, BHP, Anglo American, Fortescue, Freeport, etc., etc. All these big groups are exploring this belt for this very type of deposit. So I think if we're successful with the drill and we can identify one of these systems, you know, we're going to have, some success attracting a major partner to advance these various targets. You know, we're not doing this in a jurisdiction where there aren't any major companies already operating. These companies are already here in the country, in the specific belt of rocks in which we're exploring.
All right, let's look at figure one in that news release from yesterday. I will also post it below this interview, but it goes to show where these drill holes are and also the overall size and scale of this project, because you look at the scale bar at the bottom and that's in 10 and 20 kilometer increments. And this is just a actually small portion of the overall project, which you can see in the small map on the right. Now, the targets that have, it sounds like, your most focus are in the northern part of this map, the TRN holes and the MYL holes. These stand for the two targets of, I believe they're called Trangi and Malamundi. I don't know if I'm pronouncing those properly, but this is the most encouraging area right now, correct?
Absolutely. So we've tested a number of different targets. And if you refer to the map, there's some targets in the far south and the far west. And we've tested those, and there wasn't anything of significance. But we've really homed in on these two zones. And you got the pronunciations very much correct. So it's Trangi and Malamundi. These two targets are definitely showing the most promise. And I'd say the map is a little bit misleading because of the scale. This is still a very large scale, still over many kilometers. And really the next sort of step is to really home in on these individual areas and start stepping out from these early drill holes. But I mean, the other key thing to note on the map that you referenced, Corey, is we've got a little inset map as well. With a little rectangle on the bottom that shows this whole area. But what it really shows is we've barely scratched the surface with our land position. We've got targets extend over approximately 200 kilometers in the northern part of this belt. So we've got a ways to go in terms of testing our portfolio of projects. But really, you know, we're going to have one rig that's going to systematically continue to complete this first pass drill program on the greater portfolio of targets. This whole rig will just focus in on the 2 to 3 drill holes per target. And then the idea is the second rig will then focus in on the Trangi and Malamundi areas. And that will be a more of a focused series of step out holes in and around those holes that have returned favorable results.
Okay. So it sounds like moving forward, just more drill results and probably a little bit more explanation of these drill results. So I will keep having you on the show. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Alistair regarding Inflection Resources, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Alistair, I appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thank you very much.